Welcome to another episode of the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Cases in Forensic Psychiatry podcast, your go-to source for insights on pivotal cases where psychiatry, law, and ethics converge. In today's episode, we explore People v. Stritzinger, which was decided in 1983. This California Supreme Court case redefined the boundaries of the psychotherapist-patient privilege and clarified professional duties under child abuse reporting laws. Let's unpack this influential case. The case involves Carl William Stritzinger, convicted of multiple counts of child molestation against his 14-year-old stepdaughter, Sarah. The controversy centered on whether statements Stritzinger made during therapy could be admitted as evidence and whether Sarah's preliminary hearing testimony was admissible after she was declared unavailable to testify at trial. Here's the background. Sarah disclosed details of sexual abuse to a psychologist, Dr. Walker, who reported the incident to authorities under California's Child Abuse Reporting Act. Subsequently, Stritzinger voluntarily sought therapy with the same psychologist, during which he also discussed the incidents. At trial, the prosecution introduced Dr. Walker's testimony about both Sarah's and Mr. Stritzinger's statements, arguing that the Child Abuse Reporting Act created an exception to the psychotherapist's patient privilege. Additionally, Sarah was declared unavailable to testify due to mental illness, and her preliminary hearing testimony was read to the jury. Stritzinger's defense challenged the admission of both the therapist's testimony and Sarah's prior statements, citing violations of his constitutional rights to confrontation and privacy. The California Supreme Court overturned Stritzinger's convictions, citing critical errors in the trial court's rulings. Writing for the majority, Justice Musk addressed two main issues. First, the court held that while the Child Abuse Reporting Act obligates therapists to report suspected abuse, this obligation does not extend to sharing patient confidences that provide no new or additional information. In this case, Dr. Walker had already fulfilled his reporting duty after Sarah's disclosure. As Stritzinger's subsequent admissions during therapy did not contribute new information, making the admission of these statements a violation of the psychotherapist's patient privileges and his constitutional rights to privacy. Second, the court ruled that the trial court erred in declaring Sarah unavailable as a witness. The only evidence supporting her unavailability was her mother's testimony, which was deemed insufficient. The court stressed that unavailability due to mental illness must be supported by expert testimony or the witness's own statement, which was absent in this case. The use of Sarah's preliminary hearing testimony violated Stritzinger's Sixth Amendment right to confront his accuser. The ruling in People v. Stritzinger reinforced the principle that exceptions to the psychotherapist's patient privileges must be narrowly construed to protect therapeutic relationships and patient privacy. Additionally, it clarified the evidentiary standards for determining witness unavailability, ensuring defendants' rights to confrontation are upheld. This case highlights the balance courts must keep between protecting victims, enforcing reporting laws, and upholding defendants' rights. This concludes today's episode on People v. Stritzinger. Thank you for tuning into the Apple Podcast. Join us next time as we explore another landmark case at the intersection of psychiatry and the law. Stay informed and stay engaged.